Hi, Isabel. This is Chart Your True Path. We are here today for our fifth and final session today. And today's still Friday, January 21st, 2022. Welcome back, Alan. Welcome back, Alicia. Lovely to have you here. Invitation, as always, to share particularly insights from the last hour. What came into focus for you as possible next right risks? That you might want to take, that you might want to take on. Of course, I just have the top of the hour now. We're going to let folks come and join us. And the basic plan is that first I want to talk about just the past hour. And then I want to talk about the whole day, the arc of the day. And what you're taking. But for now, just invitation to post just for the past hour, any new insights, any new awareness, anything shifting and changing for you, just from the past hour, from the past session, from working with the question around right risk. Welcome back, Maria and Tracy. Alicia said to go back to doing my workshops. Yeah, good. And you can post if you want, Alicia. What I'd be curious is what feels risky about that, right? Or where is the risk in doing that? Welcome back, Nancy. Again, I'm inviting everyone who's joining to take a moment and post in the chat any insights, any new awareness from the past hour. Welcome back, Carol. Again, people are just starting to post some of their insights. So the plan for this next session is first to debrief the last hour and then to debrief the arc of the day we've spent together here. Talk a little bit about what's next, where do you go from here? And I'll just reiterate some of the things I'm planning to offer if those will be a good support for you going forward. Alicia said, I haven't done line workshops since COVID. And I want to broaden my reach and take people deeper. Beautiful. Tracy, I know I need to stop hiding. And with this work today, I feel such excitement and possibility. I am ready to live this adventure of being daring and taking the right risks. Beautiful, Tracy. Yay. Alan, it's time to revamp my business and focus. Speaking out loud about this new course and being a spiritual person and doing spiritual work is a risk, right? And that's, again, one of those moments we always come up with the risk of, right? Like, is it worth it, right? Is the risk, is pretending not to be a spiritual person more painful than what people might think of you if you stepped out and said that you were and made that the focus of your work? You know, beautiful. Good. I encourage. Welcome, Dr. Kim. Just people are posting their insights from the last hour about right risk. The thing I really love that I'm witnessing and what you're posting is, and I felt this happened a little bit with the year-end reflection. We had some other folks there as well, that part of what I intend for you through these retreats, and yet I can't make it happen, but I'm holding the space for it to happen, is that this clarity comes in. And it's, you're not, you know, over here in five different places spinning your wheels, but there's just this kind of internal, yes, yes, okay, that's where I need to focus. Yeah, good. All right, well, I think, welcome back, Carol. I think everybody's back, or at least I think most of you are back. Again, if you haven't posted, I just love to hear from you. And by the way, some of you know, it's also fine to say, I just had a good lunch or these were really good questions, but I don't have any answers yet. Or this question pissed me off, or, you know, like it doesn't all have to be pretty and, you know, rah, rah. Ajit, you said, I had great insights after meditating for a while. I love you did that about edging. Looking into what is happening now, my soul said, how can I stretch into the projects I'm already going, an online class and a children's coloring book? Yeah, so sometimes the message is, you don't need to do more than you're already doing. Like, do what you're doing more fully, right?
Right, exactly. Down. More of it in what?
Excellent, Ajit. I'm going to mute you. Just so we don't get... Okay, Nancy says, I lead people who are on their journey to mastery back to resting in their God core. Beautiful. Rough draft of true wisdom. As a result of my presence and efforts, I want people to feel the core of quiet, intelligent God presence within and know how to navigate triggers and filters to grow expression from this awareness and passionately offer their unique solutions in the creative fields they are drawn. Beautiful, Nancy. Yay. Love it. Joy, my greatest awareness is how I'm still peeling away the layers of what I thought I should do in creating business goals instead of what my heart and soul yearns for. Yeah, and it really can be a process, right, of opening up that permission and rethinking. And, you know, what I sense a bit for you, Joy, is that like sometimes there are these moments of stillness of like, and not knowing. I mean, honestly, for me, most of last year, maybe longer, you know, I knew something was changing in my business and I didn't know what, and I didn't see it. And, you know, we can't always force it. And again, you know, sometimes it's just stillness. It's taking a pause. It's stepping back. It's just doing really what I did last year is I worked with a handful of private clients and I started one group, and that was pretty much it. And I just trusted that if I showed up fully for those, right, that eventually what was next would come into focus, and it's starting to feel like it is. So we'll see. Good. Ajit said more visibility in what I'm already doing and adding some interesting classes for teachers I hadn't thought about and offering a winter herbal online workshop. Yeah. The other thing I would say is one thing I really wrestle with a lot is, impatience and urgency, you know, in that sense of like, I gotta pull off this big effort, you know. And one of my big lessons, I think, that last year and continuing this year is, you know, what's, again, it's sort of next right risk. What's that next step? You know, what's the next step that feels really doable, where I'm gonna learn and I'm gonna grow? And it, and you know, it just doesn't have to be this whole huge crazy thing. I mean, I can give you an example in a minute, but, you know, and I can see how I often want to push myself into some, you know, big commitment that then requires that I really spin to pull it off. And I'm just like, no, I don't want to work that way anymore. Right. So Ajit, I'm kind of hearing for you, like there might be a couple of experiments to really, and each one's an opportunity to say, what do I want to cultivate here? What skill do I really want to push here that I'm not, you know, that I haven't fully developed yet, rather than necessarily having a grand plan? Joy said, I think having reflection in advance helped me realize more fully what I individually want. Yeah. Carol says, I created a mind map of various topics I can write about, share about, getting some insights about a possible block that's in the way. We'll be thinking more about this. Followed up with a phone tag for a week. Maria, what would happen if I allowed cross-pollination? Oh my gosh, I love this, Maria. Cross-pollination between prior professional experiences to build new offers, i.e. massage and movement with retreats. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the sort of brilliance we all have to offer is we are all this unique, we all bring this unique combination of experience to the table. And I think the more we cross-pollinate or just appreciate what happens when we, you know, not that every offer has to draw on everything we've ever done, but like the more we allow all of those parts of us to inform what we do, I think the better. Ajit says, permission slip. I love that. The other good noticing is I could offer the retreats I'm leading this summer directly to clients and students that I've worked with. Offering myself as the lead teacher is stepping into a new role. Yeah, Tracy, love getting at the heart of the matter with messaging. Yeah, Joy, I want more risk, but relevant risk. Yes, really well said, Joy. Not just going harder and harder and faster, but doing the challenges in the right direction. Beautiful. See, this is, I will say, I love this format. And you know, I've always done this for the annual planning day. And those of you who were in the action, my action circle, we used to do quarterly, you know, quarterly reviews in this format. And one of the things that really hit me after I did the year end reflection was just how much I love this format as a way to work with people in a group, where unlike my message work that some of you have done, where I really, you know, hone in on you specifically, it just feels to me like a great group environment that brings out beautiful insights. And then you share with each other and you kind of inspire each other, you know, with what you share. So that's why I am wanting to do more of this kind of format of group work this coming year. And that's going to be one of my learning edges. All right. The next question I want to ask is, what are you taking away from the arc of the day? You know, we talked a lot about this last hour, and this last hour was kind of a culminating hour. But if you look back at the whole day, if you look back at where you were at whatever time it was when we started, 10 a.m. Mountain Time, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, wherever you are in that time zone, you know, what do you have now that you didn't have 4 hours ago? What are you going to carry away with you from today? What shifted over the last 4 hours? Tracy says renewed energy and enthusiasm. Yay. Yeah. Yeah, I always love hearing in these events when people feel that energy rising. You know, that's a big part of my goal, is to spark you, you know, at the beginning of something new, to spark you, to help you source the energy that's going to let you step forward. Alan says, I carry away a renewed sense of energy and purpose and focus. My heart and spirit are much more involved. Yeah, the alignment is there. Yeah, you know, some of you know I call my work potent expression, right? And I want all of you to bring the fullness of who you are forward and express it in the world through the offerings of your business, through the content and the marketing you put in the world, through the way you live your life and just kind of radiate through the world. To me, potency comes from holding kind of all those parts of ourselves and allowing all those parts to play. Maria, let's see. Yeah. Maria says, importance of showing up for myself in order to better do the work I want, deeply desire to do in the world. Beautiful. Yeah, we really can't leave ourselves out of the equation. Otherwise, there's a disconnect, right, between what we say we stand for and how we're actually treating ourselves, right? Ajit, tender touch. What shifted was my ability to see into where I am and ask loving questions. I love the idea of expression into the world and visibility in a gentle and graceful way. Good. If you haven't posted yet, please do. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you're taking away. You know, where do you go from here? Good question, right? I just really encourage you to find ways to implement, to actually take the energy, the inspiration, the direction, and put it into form. You know, I think that's one of the amazing things we do as humans, is we put idea into form, right? We make manifest concepts and ideas into things that are concrete and tangible. So I just encourage you to really think about how am I going to implement this? How am I actually going to take action on this? I encourage you to self-coach, right? Like I love coaching, and it's also really good to keep working our self-coaching skills, right? How do I meet myself with love? How do I help myself discern where I'm tripping myself up? And to really look at what support you can tap into, be it a partner, a friend, a colleague, but some place where you can feel like you can continue to be supported to being on this path. There are some things I'm offering, but they're going to be coming gradually. So if you want my support, you know, it might take some patience. But I'm going to talk about those in a minute. Alicia said, taking away momentum to move forward. Joy, my big vision enthusiasm got a boost today, but minus the shiny object syndrome, and instead with a new clarity and deeper commitment to staying focused on the more true and authentic parts that are key, while dropping the parts that aren't so relevant anymore. Yeah. So a couple of things I want to tell you that I'm up to, if you want to play, if you want to keep connected to this feeling and this energy. One is, I am available if you want to work with me privately. I have a couple different levels you can work with me privately as a coach. Generally, if you work with me privately, I do want to do true spirit and true wisdom work, because that is kind of the core. But if that's something you're interested, just send me a message and we can talk. In terms of group offerings, I have an idea. I have not concretized it yet. Some of you know I have a Potent Expression Facebook group, and I have mostly not been doing anything in that group. But I kind of had this vision that in between retreats, it would be really nice to maybe have a coaching call, or a call where people could call in and get coached or share and report or something. So I'm not 100% sure what it's going to look like, but if you aren't already, I'll send it out in an email, but you could join that Potent Expression group. And I might be doing an experiment, like an open call, like an open group call, or something along those lines, as a way to continue the conversation from today. And what it would be is that conversation would be open beyond just this group. It would be open to everyone in that Facebook group. But I just figure, say to them, you might not have been at the retreat, but this is what we talked about. And anyone can come and talk about how you're implementing. The second thing, as I mentioned before, is I really love this format for group work. I like it a lot more than me like teaching a class, for example, because again, I just think creating that space for you to drop into your own answers is good. So I am absolutely intending to offer more of these. This is where, just as a little illustrative story, I was pressuring myself to say, oh my God, I have this vision. I could have a membership, and part of the membership is a monthly retreat. And then we also have a coaching call, and maybe we meet once a week to do our creative work. And and I was getting some coaching that kind of had me at least go, okay, I'm not going to try to make a membership happen starting in February. That's probably not realistic. And the more I thought about it, the more I just thought, you know, and this is what I want to model for you. So it's my vision to have a membership that would include monthly retreats and coaching, you know, group coaching in between, and community support for being on this path. And I'm not going to set a timeline, because I don't know how long it's going to take me to get to where that's really appropriate. But what I love is the idea that between such a day that I do that kind of membership and now, I'm going to be offering more of these standalone monthly 4-hour retreats. And they'll have different themes and focuses. We might do one around visibility. We might do one around content creation. Again, I want to do kind of the first quarter truing tune-up, and just really invite people to gather here. You know, I by the way, timing-wise, it's not 100%, but I'm looking probably at the third Friday of each month as the regular thing, if you want to mark that out. And again, so what I want to play with for the next couple months is a retreat like this, and then some activity in the Potent Expression Facebook group. So that would be a group way, without a long-term commitment, to, you know, stay in this energy field and stay around other people who are on this path to really having a wildly true business. And then I'm anticipating at some point this year, and I don't know if it's spring or summer or fall or next January, I may then invite people really into a more of an ongoing community. But I'm going to let that evolve. And in the meantime, I'm going to be inviting you to continue to participate in these kinds of retreats, because I don't know about you, but I think once a month is a great frequency to take 4 hours to sit back and to get more clarity. So I will be keeping you posted. All of our recordings are in a Google Drive folder that is now listed on the resource page. So if you want to go back and listen to any of the recordings, they're there. I do have some resources I may send, so I'll email you. Anyway, there'll be a little bit of follow-up. And Dr. Kim, yes, I absolutely am planning that for these monthly retreats, the quarterly reviews will be part of it. I just think instead of calling it first quarter review, that's really what I'm calling the truing tune up, and it would be the chance each quarter. And it's a little tricky because if I'm doing the third Friday of the month, I think what we might do is do that one on March 18th. So we won't quite be done with the first quarter, but the idea would be that we check how it's going so far with enough time to kind of think about the next quarter before that next quarter begins. So that's the one I'm most clear on, would be a March 18th first quarter review, truing tune up. I may or may not do one on February 18th. So February 18th, stay tuned, but I am definitely wanting to do a first quarter review near the end of March. So good. That's what I have to share. But I just want you to know that in spirit, I am here to support you, whether you work with me privately or, you know, I have one group going and it's a 9-month group and we won't be done till the end of April, but you work with me in a group, or whether you work with me in this looser format right now, I just want you to know that, you know, I really am here to hold you and support you and hold the vision for you creating a business, you know, that lets you bring your most beautiful, deep expression out into the world. Yes, let me see if I can grab it, Dr. Kim. It is now on the resource page, so I'm going to give you a couple of links. Here's the link to the resource page, and on that page is a link to the Google Drive, and next week I think the recordings will be posted in a more user-friendly format, but if you want to grab them sooner, I can give you that link right now. Oh, I was about to make things complicated. I don't know if any of you ever do that. I'm good at that one. I'm going to give you the Google Drive. So everything but this most current recording is there, and I'll be posting this one shortly. Here's the Google Drive, and the Google Drive is where all of the recordings, you know, they're basically just the Zoom folders are. Oh, puppy. Lap dog. Very sweet.
I know you have one too now.
I do. A new one, Miss Mabel.
This is my little joy, my good work from home companion.
Yes, they are the best. They are the best. All right. We are going to wrap up in just a minute. If you have any comments or questions, go ahead and post them. Ajit says, what I also learned from today is that a dream to have a lovely, intentional community home space is not a dream, but a long-term vision I can take action towards. Yeah, they would keep looking at how do I walk my way towards that, right? Keep it on the mantle place, let it guide you, but what's a manageable next step? Tracy, so grateful for this community and your work. Please continue to create. Thank you. I appreciate hearing that. Alicia, thank you. Bye. All right, my dears, it's been a joy and a pleasure to spend this time with you. I want to free you to go on with your beautiful day. I will stay here for a minute just in case you're posting, but feel free to sign off. I won't say anything huge and relevant, but it's just a joy. I know some of you, I've worked with some of you, some of are newer to me, but it's just know I'm so thrilled to see your faces. And I'm really looking forward to hearing from you again, maybe in one of our other upcoming retreats in the coming months. So thank you so much for being here. And I'll let you know once I figure out what I'd like to do as a follow-up to this in the Potent Expression Facebook group, and I'll send you a link to that group if you're not in it.
Lots of love, everybody. Good luck, everyone. Thank you, Isabel. Have a lovely week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.